The word of God we'll focus on this morning is the 23rd Psalm, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, through all the length of days, your goodness fails me never. Good Shepherd, may I sing your praise within your house forever. Amen. It was just another day in the hill country outside of Bethlehem. David woke up and he looked north and saw the hills rise up into the Judean mountain range. And David did what he did every day. He began counting. You see, for a shepherd boy, counting sheep was not something you did at the end of a long day while you were trying to drift off to sleep. It was something a good shepherd had to do all the time. You see, sheep have a tendency to wander, and so a good shepherd is going to make sure he knows where they are and that they're safe as they move from place to place. And this day was like any other until David noticed there was something wrong with the count. A sheep was missing. And so he ran up the nearest hill and he put his hand over his eyes to shield the sun and he scanned the horizon and then he saw it. He saw his lost sheep. It was being dragged away by a lion who was ready to make it into a meal. And David didn't hesitate. He grabbed his staff and he tore off down that hill. And he caught up with that lion, and he whacked it and knocked the sheep from its mouth. The lion turned on him, though, but David, he didn't run away. He grabbed it by the hair, and he struck a fatal blow. And then he picked up that wounded little lamb and put it on his shoulder and carried it home to the rest of the flock. I've never been a shepherd, but I can tell you this. If I was, and a lion took one of my sheep, I don't know that my first instinct would be to chase down the lion and kill it. Sorry, sheep, you're on your own. But David did. David was a good shepherd. And yet, while we might marvel at the kind of shepherd David was, David knew maybe he was a good shepherd, but he wasn't the good shepherd. David knew the one who watched over him, the one who protected him from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear. It was the one who gave him confidence as he stood before King Saul and retold those stories from his shepherding days. It's what gave him confidence as he went to face a giant warrior named Goliath. You see, David knew that the Lord was his good shepherd, and with the Lord as his shepherd, David was always at peace. Now, if you know anything about the life of David, maybe you're thinking, I don't know if I'd characterize David as a man of peace. And to a certain degree, you'd be right, because David's whole life was really a life marked by war. It wasn't just the battles with lions and bears and even Goliath. That was just the beginning of a lifetime of battle. Sometimes the fights, they came from the outside, like when he'd face a foreign nation like the Philistines. Sometimes it came from within Israel. King Saul, who was happy to have him slay Goliath that day, kind of grew tired of him and tried to have David killed. Later, when David became king, his own son wanted him dead at one point. And sometimes the battles, the worst battles, came from within David himself, as he battled a sinful nature that led him into deception and adultery, and even murder. And yet in all of this, ultimately David was a man at peace. How? Well, because David knew in his heart who his shepherd was. And that meant no matter what the outward circumstances of his life, he always had peace with God. King David would go on and he would write a number of the Psalms we find in that book. The most famous, perhaps, though at least for many of us, is probably the 23rd Psalm. And in this Psalm, which we're going to take a look at today, we get a glimpse of that peace that David knew with the Lord as his shepherd. And your God would have you listen to the words of this psalm this morning and be filled with that same peace, knowing that just as David said of himself, we can also say, the Lord is my shepherd. Now, it's no accident that the Lord, the name of God, is the very first word out of the gate in this psalm. That name, the Lord, we recognize it in our English Bibles because it's always capitalized, all the letters. In Hebrew, though, that was the special name God gave himself, the name that reminded his people of who he was, what type of a God he was. He defined that name for Moses once, saying, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. The point being, God, the one who called himself the Lord, he always kept his promises. If he said he was going to do something, he did it. And what a comforting thing then to know that this is the one who shepherded his people. And yet we notice as David starts this psalm, he doesn't say the Lord is Israel's shepherd, or the Lord is the shepherd for his people. What does he say? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. What an amazing thing to know that the God of the universe is not so busy that he is tending to other matters all the time or tending to other sheep. No, he's not so busy that he doesn't have time to tend to me. He does. He is my shepherd. And as we sing to our children, I am his little lamb. He loves me every day the same. He knows my name. I am his and he is mine. He is my good shepherd. And because of that, I lack nothing, as David wrote. Sure, there might be a good many things I want in this life, probably that you want too. Better health maybe, or earthly wealth, nicer clothes, nicer toys, a newer phone maybe. Maybe you want a better boss or a different job or any job. Maybe it's a girlfriend or boyfriend or a spouse that's on your wish list, but no matter what we fill up our list of wants with, even if we think they're things that we need, our good shepherd knows best. He knows our need, and he well supplies it. And he would never give us anything, even if we thought we needed it, if he knew it would bring us spiritual harm. And he'll always give us the good things that we need to be fed and nourished. David goes on to talk about that in the next verses. He says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, as I mentioned, I don't know a lot about being a shepherd, and I don't know a lot about sheep. This past Monday, though, I talked to someone who watched sheep for a summer when he was in college. And he said, there's one thing you can know for certain about sheep. They love food. They like to eat. And a good shepherd knows he has to constantly be finding good food, good grazing for his sheep, clean water. And God knows that about his sheep as well. He knows that there is a hunger in us, a thirst deep in our hearts for eternity, and to be at peace with him forever in that eternity. He planted it there, after all. And he feeds that hunger. He quenches that thirst with the finest food, the most satisfying drink, as he gives us his word. God himself speaks about that through the prophet Isaiah, saying, listen to me and eat what is good. and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear, come to me, hear me, that your soul may live. And isn't that the truth we find every time we come to God's word? I think back sometimes on different points in my life. I think back to points earlier in my life where maybe I wasn't so regular in church attendance or going to Bible class. And I can remember during those times how my soul was starving. And that starvation, it showed itself in my everyday life. And even today, when I miss a meal, when I miss a spiritual meal, when I don't feast on God's word daily, I'm worse off because of it. But when I eat God's word on a regular basis, when I remember my baptism every day, when I come to the Lord's table and eat his body and drink his blood, my soul is restored. I'm refreshed by my God. Because those are the only tools, his gospel in word and sacrament, the only means that he uses to strengthen our faith. And our good shepherd knows what we need, and he gives it to us there. He gives us not only the confidence that our sins are forgiven, but he guides us in the paths of righteousness as well. Not a righteousness of our own, of course, but a track laid down by our Savior, who takes us by the hand and leads us along in them as well. Yes, the Lord, he is our good shepherd. He knows how to feed and care for us. And because of that, when we are fed and nourished by our God, we find that, you know, our problems in life, they don't disappear. They didn't in King David's life either. But we are better equipped to face them. David talks about that confidence he had whenever he was in those dark valleys of his life next. He says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." When it feels like the darkness is closing in, and maybe that's the pressures and the persecutions of the world around, maybe it's the silent assaults of Satan, or just the deadly desires of your own heart, when those enemies chase after you and start to surround you, and yes, even when the shadow of death itself comes near, we don't have to be afraid. Because in the midst of that darkness, we see our shepherd, the Lord of light, standing, armed and ready to do battle for us, to defend us against any enemy who would mean to harm us. And he's not going anywhere. One of the interesting features of the 23rd Psalm is found in this verse. Those words that we find here, "For you are with me," they happen to fall right in the center of this psalm. And what's more, on either side of those words is 26 Hebrew words. Now, the Jews, when they would count, they wouldn't write out 1, 2, 3, 4 like we do. They'd use their alphabet to count. So A would be 1, B would be 2, etc. Just so happens 26 is the numerical value of the name of the Lord. But is that really a surprise? That central truth we find in this psalm is really central to our lives as Christians as well. The Lord is with me. The Lord is always with me. He will never leave me. When I'm hungry, when I'm lonely, when I'm just plain tired by this life, he is there for me, to provide for me, to protect me, and to save me. And David drives that point home as he closes this psalm. He says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Despite the troubles that come our way in this life, ultimately our enemies can only sit back and watch as God spreads out a banquet for us in his word. The enemies of our soul can only watch as God pours out one blessing after another on our heads and fills our cup of salvation to overflowing. And no matter what they do to chase after us and destroy us, in the end, it doesn't matter. Not even death can rob us of the peace we have because of our good shepherd. Not even death can rob us of the home we have waiting for us in the heaven that God promises us. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. What amazing words of comfort and peace that our God gives us here. And you can be absolutely certain that every single one of these words is true. Because you have a good shepherd who didn't just speak about these things, he did something to secure them. Our good shepherd knew that it was going to take more than like what King David did. He couldn't just chase after the lost sheep. Our good shepherd knew he had to become one of the sheep and lay down his life for them. And that's just what he did. The Lord, the gracious, the faithful God, he took on human flesh and blood and became one of us. Jesus, he rightly called himself in the gospel today the good shepherd, but he was the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. And he did that by becoming that innocent Lamb of God who would take our place under God's wrath. And God foretold this all along. He said through Isaiah of Jesus, he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. Yes, the shepherd became one of the sheep, and then he died for them. He died for the flock that loved to wander. He died for you. He died for me. But a shepherd that stays dead doesn't do his sheep a whole lot of good. And the great truth about our shepherd is that he did not stay dead. If Jesus had gone to the cross and faced our enemies and been killed in battle and that was the end of it, we'd be worse off than before. But we do not have a dead shepherd. We have a risen shepherd, an ever-living shepherd. And because of that, we can be confident that all of the promises he's made to us are certain. If Jesus did not only go to the cross to pay for our sins, but rose from the grave as he promised, well, then he'll do what he promised and bring us out of death too. That is our good shepherd. That's the one we heard about in our second lesson where God said that he raised him from the dead, Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. Jesus is alive, and that means all of his promises to feed and tend me, to guide me and go with me, all of them are true. And I can take all of them to the bank because he is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord Jesus is my good shepherd and yours. And so, fellow sheep, follow your shepherd. Listen to his voice. Feed on the rich food of the gospel. Rest in the arms that he stretched out in death for you. And know that no matter what comes your way in this life, no matter what your enemies try to do to rob you of peace, you can be at peace because you have the good shepherd by your side. He knows your name. He loves you every day the same, and he will shepherd you through this life to the eternal home he has waiting, a home that the Lord says is where the Lamb at the center of the throne will be our shepherd. He will lead us to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Amen. Please stand. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, may he equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.